Disability Pride Guide to Melbourne. Every person with disability should be able to access the spaces and assistance they need. So we're adapting our events, programs and facilities to make Melbourne more accessible and inclusive. We can connect you to services like a mobile library and carer support groups, to name a few. But that's just the beginning. Here are some more ways to get the most out of Melbourne. Sport and recreation. Explore accessible recreation centres and more than 50 inclusive sporting activities, including sailing and blind soccer. People with Down syndrome can also work out with volunteers through Fit Skills at Melbourne City Baths. Dining, retail and entertainment. Browse ever-evolving guides to accessible adventures produced by a person with lived experience of disability. Think wheelchair-friendly restaurants, dietary guides for foodies and autism-friendly outings. Access and mobility maps. Find accessible parking, transport, toilets and charging points for scooters and wheelchairs. There are also 14 changing places in central Melbourne that offer full-sized change tables, ceiling hoists and peninsula toilets. And we offer incontinence product disposal bins in some male and all-gender toilets, thanks to the Bins for Blokes program. Say it with a sunflower. Do you have a hidden disability? We invite you to collect a free sunflower pin, lanyard or wristband from our events, tourism hubs and libraries, or from Travellers Aid as a discreet sign you may need extra assistance. Outdoor play and connection. Discover local playgrounds with accessible surfaces, liberty swings and opportunities for sensory play. People with dementia and their carers are also invited to connect at Kensington's Sensory Garden. Art that celebrates disability. See Larissa McFarlane's mural that celebrates disability pride leaders in Royal Lane. Gaze up at Gonchetta's Auslan-inspired mural in Rainbow Alley. Then check out accessible performances and events at Arts House and Art Play. Disability Pride Podcast. Listen to artist Larissa McFarlane discussing ways to call out barriers for people with disability on an episode of Peter Hook's I Can't Stand podcast, supported by the City of Melbourne. Disability Pride is our best tool for resisting ableism and for resisting discrimination. For being able to advocate not just for ourselves, but for other people, for making the world a better place. If we don't have disability pride, then doing that work is really, really hard, Larissa McFarlane said. Ways to help shape your city. Have your say on city-shaping projects through Participate Melbourne. Apply for grants and make use of bookable spaces. Plus, get to know our Disability Advisory Committee, which guides our access and inclusion activities. For more information, visit melbourne.vic.gov.au/accessingmelbourne.